Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is for my intermediate to upper intermediate students. So it's slightly easier, I'd say, than another podcast I recorded. Just for reference, you can also check that podcast. It's going to be on the list. So yeah, let's dive in. We are going to talk about morality. So, what is morality to you? When you hear the word morality, what do you think of? People is thought of as a system that we use to decide what is right and what is wrong. For example, if you see someone outside crying and in need of help, something inside you try to tell you that you need to help him. So that system inside of you that tells you to help that person in need is morality. So in a sense, it's like a system that guides how you behave in society and how you treat others, as well as how you make your choices or make your decisions. Any decision you make is going to be governed by this right and wrong system. Some philosophers like Immanuel Kant believed morality comes from reason. Reason is your ability to think carefully and logically. So he said that people should follow rules that are fair for everyone. So to him, if lying is immoral to you, it should be also immoral to your friend, right? He advocated for this universality of morality. He thinks that morality is universal. Basically, right and wrong answers are wrong everywhere. Other philosophers like David Hume believe that morality comes from emotions, basically our feelings such as empathy and guilt. So to him, we choose what is right because we care about others, not because it is the right thing to do or reason tells us is the right thing to do. It's about how you feel about someone. Even if you hate someone and you feel like they're crying and they're in pain, reason tells you to not help them, but feelings say a different story. They tell you to help that person. So is morality the same in every culture? Do we have the same moral system in every culture? Not completely. Some moral ideas are almost universal, like don't kill someone without a reason, or don't hurt children. These are universal wrong things to do, right? Stealing also is universal. But there are other ideas that differ depending on the culture, religion, and society. If you have a different religion and a different culture, naturally some acts could be moral and some act in one culture and some other acts could be immoral in another. When I say immoral, what I mean is right or permissible. So are humans naturally good or naturally selfish? Philosophers argued for centuries over this question. Jean-Jacques Rousseau said humans are naturally good, but society can make us competitive or jealous. So to him, we are born good, right? With this sense of good in us, right? A child is a good person. He makes moral acts, right? But throughout our upbringing and our development, we become corrupt or our morality changes over time. This is what Rousseau thinks about it. For Thomas Hobbes, he said that humans are naturally selfish. You're born selfish, meaning you care mostly about yourself and not about others. And he said that we need rules for that. You cannot just let people care for themselves. We need rules that could govern those people. Thomas Hobbes is famous for his book, The Leviathan. I think it's a good read. You should definitely try it. It's one of the classical ones. So, what do you think? Do you think that people are naturally good and they can make righteous decisions early on in their life? Or you think they're selfish? You think they're not moral creatures, right? And maybe you observe your children throughout development. Do you see that your kids are moral? Do they make the moral decision all the time, or do they do the right thing all the time? Or is it a bit of both? Yes, they are moral, but society can corrupt, environment can corrupt them. I mean, if you think about it, we live in different cultures. And yeah, let that sink in. Think about it, and maybe we can discuss this further in class. Now, can artificial intelligence make moral decisions? Since we talk about AI all the time, I think it just makes sense to see if AI is moral. If they can follow instructions, are they moral, right? I think they can. I think AI can be moral. So if you teach AI not to do this, not to answer this question, not to answer that, you see, sometimes if you ask ChatGPT about something, they say they are not allowed to, or they are restricted not to answer that. So I think if you train it, it's like you train AI to be moral, I think it can be moral. But the thing is, it cannot feel empathy. You don't have emotions. You just have rules, right? So empathy is this understanding, sharing someone's feelings, being in someone's shoes. So I don't think AI can feel that, or I don't think they understand suffering. Like they don't understand like your pain, your sadness, or difficulty. I think they have rules, but they don't understand it. It's like you're talking to your calculator. You just give it a number. I don't think it feels a certain way about the number. Or talking to your computer, store this and store that. I don't think it's that sophisticated because feelings are linked to chemicals in the brain, make you feel a certain way. So since AI doesn't have chemicals, doesn't have a brain, so to speak, I don't think it feels emotions. And thankfully, it doesn't. And I think maybe, although you can give it rules, although you can give AI rules, don't do this, don't do that, but I don't think it understands them well. So, are morally good people happier? If I do the right thing all the time, am I happy? Research suggests yes. People who try to be honest, fair, and kind usually feel more happier or feel more well-being. They feel like a balance and satisfaction in their life, as well as emotional stability. So helping others can reduce stress, it can create stronger friendships and make life in a way meaningful. If you have a lot of friends, a lot of connections, you are constantly, oozing in happiness. You feel good all the time. You talk to others. It feels good. It feels like you belong and you are a member of society. But if you don't do that, if you don't, if you are an immoral person, you might not have good connections unless you have other immoral people with you. And then you have good connections, right? I think this question is kind of debatable. Although they say, yes, you feel better, but I think it depends on the person, right? Some people have a corrupt moral compass. Basically, their sense of right and wrong is corrupt, or they have a brain damage. And therefore, it's very difficult for them to tell what's moral and what's not. A psychopath, for example, doesn't feel remorse, doesn't know the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. Killing other people maybe makes him feel better, right? And for him, not killing, not doing the wrong thing is bad, right? Or makes his life worse. So I think it depends from one person to another. And it depends on your cultural upbringing, like the environment where you grew up at. And again, biological reasons too. But by and large, yes, it does. If you do the moral right thing all the time, it definitely makes you happy all the time. Whenever I talk about morality, I always try to talk about the idea of the trolley car problem. You know, let's say you're driving a car. If you're driving a car and suddenly the brakes don't work, and in front of you there are five people, and to the right there is one person, and you can only steer to the right or don't do anything and kill five people. But if you steer to the right, you're gonna kill one person. So what are you going to do then? Which is the moral thing to do, killing five people or killing only one? If most people would say, I would steer to the right, kill only one person and leave five, because killing five is much worse than killing only one person. Now, if we change that a little bit and make that person, one person, a closer friend of yours or a relative of yours, a sibling. I don't want you to imagine the worst, but something like that, someone that is you have a closer kinship with. Are you going to steer to the right? Is it still the right thing to do to kill your relative, a person that you know well? Or are you going to keep driving and kill those anonymous five people? So, these are moral dilemmas. Sometimes we have to make choices. Sometimes in the family, a family members of yours, let's say maybe a parent of yours, would ask you to side with one person. You have to make a moral decision. Are you going to say the right thing if someone in the family did something wrong? Or are you going to side with your family and not do the right thing? So what is the right thing to do? These are complex ideas in philosophy, but morality is definitely a complicated subject. But I thought maybe talking about it, maybe you have never talked about morality in your life, talking about it, maybe talking about examples on your day-to-day life. Maybe you've been in the situation that you have to make a decision. And then you always wondered, what is the right decision to do? And yeah, it's definitely an interesting subject, but hopefully you learn something about the subject. Hopefully you become a moral person and the podcast enlightened you a little bit. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. See you next time and bye.